This one time, on a bus trip with my sister from Toronto to Cleveland, a U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer was making his rounds with a crazy-looking dog by his side, while another rifled through my Canadian passport. He noticed my Jamaican heritage and asked me if I was bringing over any Ackies. No, of course, I wasn't traveling from Canada to the Midwest with Jamaica's national fruit sitting in my suitcase. Why would he even ask me that? But many of us have been there, that line of questioning that makes us ambivalent about their interrogation process. But bear in mind, customs officers have roughly less than a minute at the ports of entry to separate the bad from the good.
OB-10-7 and Port of Sheridan.
Now, in between the ports of entry are the U.S. Border Patrol agents. They monitor 7,000 miles of border the United States shares with Canada and Mexico to make sure illegal immigrants, drugs, and goods don't come into America. They're on land and in the water.
You don't want to try to cross the Niagara River at 1 o'clock in the morning with a life vest and a plain old household flashlight. You're not going to make it. We'll be out here trying to grab you.
U.S. Border Patrol Vessel Commander James Morgan says in desperate times, he's watched criminals do it with odds stacked greatly against them.
And he started screaming for help. He wasn't making it out. So we had to fly to the boat, get on the boat, start them up, and come all the way out here from the marina and pick him out of the pitch black night.
So to help stem the flow of bad stuff coming in, agents have go-to technology, sensors, scope trucks, and handheld devices like infrared cameras.
This is the Recon 3. We utilize this often when we're doing surveillance and our daily patrols.
The Recon 3 is pretty sweet. It's a long-range thermal binocular and camera with geolocation. It comes in handy for night surveillance.
The county sheriff's requesting assistance with two subjects.
Back on land, Senior Patrol Agent Dean Mandel is looking for footprints or other signs that drug smugglers and desert crossing immigrants have passed by. This is an old technique called sign cutting that typically happens down south.
You see different tracks here, different footprints in different directions. And this person is going in this direction by the little indent when the weight lifts off on the front of their foot. And you can see it as it progresses.
Perhaps behind-the-scenes events like this are designed to help offset some recent negative press that Customs and Border Patrol has received. In 2013, a report by the NYU School of Law Immigrant Rights Clinic and the Families for Freedom Group reported that Border Patrol agents in Rochester and Buffalo were offered cash and other incentives to meet arrest targets. A recent incident where a SUNY criminal justice student was tased by Border Patrol agents during a roadside stop in the North Country shows that fine line in our relationship with the officers who guard the border.
We have different tools. Instead of going to deadly force right away, in this instance, we also have less lethal devices, so we don't want to go to deadly force right away unless it's a necessity.
The men and women on the front line will tell you this job is dangerous. Around 120 officers have been killed in the line of duty during the 20th century, more than any other federal law enforcement agency over the same time period. Still, Agent Mandel says he keeps this in mind at the start of every shift.
We're all safe at the end of the day. That I can go home to my wife and kids and see them every day is the biggest reward.
In Tonawanda, I'm Sasha Ann Simons for WXXI News.